Wednesday the 19th of November, Kof Aleph Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Hillel Belsky, his Hadshut in Avoda.
Good morning. My name is Hillel Belsky. I'm the Dean of Ataris of the Yerushalayim Seminary in Yerushalayim. I learned in the sister of Rabbi Chaim Berlin, Kol Garaye, and the Talmud Rav Hutna, and I'd like to say over something that I learned from him that is relevant. It's actually relevant every day, so try today. Says Chazal, say Yitzhar Shel Odom is Chadish B'chol Yoyim. The Yitzhar of a person renews itself every single day. The Molei Chadish Baruch Hu Oizrei, if Hashem would not help a person, Loi Hoya Yochal Loi, he would not be able to withstand the Yitzhar. Okay? On the Tzara Toiv, right, it says that Tarabol Etar Messiah Noisoi, right? The person comes to be Messiah himself, so they help him, Min HaShemayim. Abola Tame doesn't say Messiah Noisoi, even though it says Darash Odom Noisoi Lelech Molicha Noisoi, but it's not exactly the same. On the Tzara Toiv, it says Abola Tare Messiah Noisoi, right? On the Tzara Ra, it says Abola Tame Poischen Noisoi. That means that if you are coming to be Matayah, the Russia will help you. If you're coming to be Matameh, even though it says Dereshot Ritzel Elech, well, listen, but he will not help you. Personally, he'll allow the door, so he'll open the door, but he's not going, you know, he will not impose himself to stop you, but he will not help you, Chas V'Shalom. At any rate, Chazal say, Yisrael Shalom, this is Chadim Choyoyim, the question is a very obvious one, that what is the reason that Ra was created? Ra was only created in order to balance Tov, right? If you have a world, right, it says that the Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, right? He saw that it was not going to work, right? So, boy, the Shitev Midas HaRachman. Now, what does it mean it's not going to work? So when we're children, we thought, at least I thought, that it wasn't going to work, so everybody will do good, everybody will die, right? If you jump into Sardin, everybody will die. But that's not true. How many people will die if it was only Midas Hadin? How many?
Don't know.
Anybody want to guess?
50%.
How many people die from drinking lye? None. Nobody dies from drinking lye. Right? If there was only Midas Hadin, one person would die. And after that one person died, nobody would drink it. Right? So nobody would sin. That's the problem. One person would die. Once that one person dies, nobody would die. Nobody drinks lye. Right? So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? It wasn't going to work. Because there'd be no bchira. You don't choose to not drink lye. If you're a normal person, you don't drink lye. So the world of Ruchnius would have operated the same way as the world of the Olam HaGashmi. Or did you eat treif, you would drop dead the same way as if you eat poison, you drop dead. And there would be no Bechira. That's pshat. There would be no Bechira, right? So he came in his Meshatif, with his Arachim, right? So now there's Bechira. Now there's Bechira, right? I choose between Toiv and Ra. But the whole reason why Toiv was created is in order to, Ra was created, is in order to maintain Bechira. Right? So how do you understand a Maim HaChazal that really Yitzhar Shoda Mishadesh B'chol Yoyim? That really it's stronger. The Rosh would not help you. You would not be able to overpower the Ra. How do you understand that? Ra is only there to balance the Toiv. How do you understand a Koyach HaRa was given to Koyach HaRa to be stronger, and if Hashem doesn't help you, you're not going to win if I balance?
What?
Not fair. They're low fair, right? They're low fair. Right? Okay. So, goes like this. In Tzara Toiv, right, you also find the concept of Mischadish. It's just called the Mischadish, you find that in Tzara Toiv too. We say it every day in the davening, right? Asher Olechim Mitzavcho Hayoim, right? Hayoim, Rashi says, B'chol Yoim, Yiu Be'enecho Kachadoshim, right? Every day, Divrei Torah should be Kachadoshim. Same Lashon, Mischadish, right? Kadoshim, right?
So, shitchi, I mean, on the surface, right? What's the Pesach HaKadoshim? So we understand it, I speak for myself, we understand it the following way. Really, you could learn Torah, not HaKadoshim. Really, you could do a mitzvah, not HaKadoshim, right? And it's Torah, right? It's a mitzvah, right? But it's Kabbalah for Malka Shemayim, right? But it's stale. It's stale. So it's better, it shows more chavivus, it shows more chavivus, right? If you treat it kachadoshin, it shows more chavivus. That's pashtus how you learn. Really, it's Kabbalah for Malka Shemayim, Kabbalah for Malka Shemayim, period. But if you do it kachadoshin, so it shows more chavivus. That's pashtus, like I said, that's pashtus how we learn. The Putnam learned much deeper. He said like this. He brought, as the pasuk it says, "Be'oyavai tachak meini." Be'oyavai tachak meini. The certain things you learn from the enemy. So let's learn about Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim from the enemy. What's the enemy of Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim? Avodah Zarah. Right. So Avodah Zarah says like this. Very interesting. It says that you're not allowed to give a present to a goy within 3 days of their holiday. Right? You're not allowed to give a present to a goy. If you have a housekeeper or a milkman or a postman or whatever it is, you're allowed to give a present, you can't give it within 3 days of their holiday because they will praise their god, their idol. They'll say, you know, my idol got this for me. My god got this for me. Okay? So within 3 days you don't give him a Torah. Right? And the reason is because if you do, you'll be over lo yishama al picha. If you do, you'll be over a lot called Lo Yishama Al Picha. The name of Avodah Zarah shouldn't be heard through you. Right? Shtelta Revek Tekash, an obvious question. What do you have to come on to a lot of Lo Yishama Al Picha? It's Lifnei Iver. A great Mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. Right? And you're causing him to praise his Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Lifnei Iver. It's clear, the Gemara is clear that Lifnei Iver is for a goy if you make a goy do an Avodah Zarah. Right? So if you have a lefneivus, what do you have to come on to a new lav lo yishama al picha, right? Oh. So the halacha is, because the answer is, because halacha states that in order to be over the issa deraisa of a dezara, right, you have to do one of two things. You have to either serve the avodah zarah, and serving the avodah zarah is in one of two ways: either a service that is universal. All of our desires are served by bowing down to them, praying to them, right? Certain avoidance are universal, or through serving it in a way that is unique to that of our desire, right? So there's if you prayer to prayer, or you throw a stone to Marculus, right? Services that are unique to our desire. If you prayer to Marculus, or you throw a stone at prayer, you're not over the desire, right? What if you're walking down the street, right, and your friend says to you, I want you to come and meet my new idol. I want you to come and meet my new idol, right? And you're walking down the street and you pass the idol and he says, this is my new idol. And you go, fine, okay, nice to meet you, okay? Is that Avodah Zarah? So Allah is, that's not Avodah Zarah. That's not Avodah Zarah. That's called Ozel U'Maydeh. Ozilumaida, you go and you admit, right? That's not Avodah Zarah. That's not Avodah Zarah. To be Avodah Zarah, you have to either serve it, as I said, in the universal way or in the way you need to it, right? Or you have to coronate it. You have to coronate it. You got to say Eliyata. That's halacha. Right, you have to say Eliyata. You have to say, you are my God. If someone else said Eliyata, you said, yeah, the boss. Right? No, that's not acknowledging an Avodah Zarah is that, look, I'm not saying it's mutter, I'm not saying it's shame, I'm not saying it's fine, but it's not Avodah Zarah deraisa, okay? It's called Ozil Umayde. Ozil Umayde is not Avodah Zarah deraisa. Ozil Umayde is, right, you have to say Eliyata. Good, you with me? Okay, so now let's take this halacha, and let's be mekayim me'oyvai tachakmeni. Let's be mekayim and say, let's now apply this to our verses to Kabbalah Sol Malka Shemayim, right? So here I am, you know, I've davened, you know, have some gray hairs here, so I've davened for a long time, right? FFB, right? So I've davened for a long time, right? And I today I davened again. Yeah, right. Good. That according to this shot, I didn't say any chazushin, there's no chazushin so far. So far, Schwartz on white like this, there's clear halacha, okay? So now I go and I daven today because I davened yesterday, and I davened yesterday because I davened the day before, and the year before, and the year before that, right? And I'm not most of anything, I'm not machadish anything. I keep the laws, I'm not mafsik, and I'm not, right, and I try to concentrate, but it's the same davening, right? So what is that? According to what we've laid down, what is that? That, unfortunately, is also Lumaida. That's also Lumaida. That's, I did it yesterday, and, good, right? Lachamo, right? That's also Lumaida. That's your friend saying, meet my new, and I would just always say, yeah, right? That's Ozilu Maida. That's Ozilu Maida. I don't want to say Hashem, it's not anything. Okay, but it's not anything, right? I don't want to say it's not anything, but it's not Kabbalah. It's not Kabbalah in the sense of coronating the Rabban Shalom. It's not Keliyata. It's not Keliyata. It's Ozalumaida. So now this changes the entire perspective on Ashranoki Mitzavcha Hayoim. Right? Poshik Yalar Anoki Mitzavcha Hayoim, Zipshad is, it's Chavivus. Chavivus, if you can manage to build into the davening or the dvar mitzvah, you manage to build in something new. The easiest way to do it is to learn a new verse, to have a new insight, right? To learn, there's a lot to learn on everything. Right? You learn a new pshat, a new verse, a new zeher, a new feeling, a new thought, a new, right? So, first that you learn, that is chavivus. That's chavivus. I could daven the way I davened yesterday, right? Or I could be mechadish something. So, Mela, that's chavivus. Chavivus, well, you want to renew a relationship that is meaningful to you. You always want to renew it. Okay? But that was saying much deeper and more, like I said, so it's more critical. It's more critical now. Because that was saying that if you're not mechadish, right? Then it's a chesaron in the Kabbalah. It's a chesaron in the Kabbalah, right? When Shmuel said, for example, you know, the chadish zamelucha, coronation needs chiddush. Coronation needs a new insight, because otherwise, chatzisholim is, otherwise it's in the category of keliyata. Yeah, good. Nachamo, right? Daven 50,000 times, daven 51,000 times, but nachamo, right? There's no, I'm not saying it's not davening. In davening, it's probably davening. But in Kabbalah's oil mouth, in Kabbalah, there has to be a new coronation. There has to be makabel today, different than I was makabel yesterday. Otherwise, like keliyata. If it's not keliyata, then chas v'sholem, right, it's a chesaron in the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, as it is lahalacha, a chesaron, a critical chesaron in being mamlech the Avodah Zarah. You with me? So when it says the whole yoyim v'yoyim yir b'necha kachadoshim, right? It means that it is more chaviv. It is more chaviv if you can be mechadosh something, right? But more than that, it's critical to the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim that it not be stale. And this is a daily challenge. To wake up in the morning and to do a mitzvah different. Without Limud HaTorah, I don't know how to do it, right? Without learning a new verse and seeing a new pshat, you know, I don't know another way to do it. How do you do something that you've done so many times, right? How do you do it new? It's hard. But it could be done. It reminds me of a story, you know, by the
by the chassidim, you know, marriages are arranged. You know that, right? They're still arranged even today, right? So, you know, we think that you know, it's a wonderful thing. Not for me, but for them, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and it works. You know, it's not so push it. So I had a friend, my wife had a friend actually, who was a chassidish family, and she said, you know, it's not so push it. It doesn't always work so push it, she says. But I had a cousin, she said, who was married 25 years, she says, and it's Gavaldik. So she asked her, she says, well, it must lick the Gavaldikite. Like, what, you know, what, I had to do it. So she said, I'll tell you. She says, I got married, I just met my husband one time. She says, I had no expectations. She said, I woke up in the morning and he brought me breakfast in bed. She says, I was so pleased that he brought me breakfast in bed that I made him a Gavaldiga lunch. She says, he was so grateful that I made him a Gavaldiga lunch that he brought me flowers for dinner. She says, and that's how it's been for 25 years. Halavai, apologies, right? But it's not too late. It's not too late. Halavai, apologies. But the point is, that every relationship in the world is a miniature, is an exercise in the relationship with the Rabbi Shalom, right? We're not put here, you know, to Eftan Honig, right? Every relationship that we have. Right? Everything we do, everything that happens to us is a stepping stone. It's an opportunity. Right? It's an opportunity to come closer to ourselves. So every relationship, right, is an opportunity to learn more about the relationship with Rabbi Shalom. Right? So the Gemara says, for example, a person who has never married can't be a Dayan because it's self and rachamim. He doesn't have, there's a dimension. I mean, he could work on himself. Obviously, we're not talking about stam anyone. He works on himself, right? But certain things, if you haven't experienced them, then you can't, right? If you don't have children, you get so felt and rachamim, et cetera, et cetera. So we learn kovid from hayrim umayrim, right? We learn love from marriage. We learn rachamim from children, right? And then what? And then you're supposed to use, right, those feelings. Now that I know what those feelings are, right, now I have to use them for a relationship with the Rebbe Shalom. Right? I mean, there's pushes like that, right? Otherwise, you know, the Rebbe Shalom himself is an abstraction. Now, if love was an abstraction and respect was an abstraction, right, then, right, so there's no way to go. Abstraction on top of abstraction. But this way, he gives us an opportunity to learn, to experience all these midas, and then to use them. And you see this in many, many places. You see, for example, by Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu, it says that when Yosef came, imagine the intensity of the feeling. I mean, he thought Yosef was dead for 22 years. And he mourned him for 22 years. Right? And now here he is. Rois panecha loifi lofi. I had no hopes, no dreams of ever seeing you, right? And here he is, right? And he comes, and it says that Yosef cried on his shoulder, but he didn't cry on Yosef, right? He was in the Lishma, I understand. Yosef didn't surprise him. He knew Yosef was coming. So he couldn't have a net. Elamai, Yosef came in net, so he couldn't have with a later minion. I mean, what's the pshat? He was saying Shema. What he was saying, Shema. The pshat is he dafka said Shema. Not he happened to be saying Shema, right? Oops, sorry, wait a minute. Right? He dafka said Shema because this was the most poignant, deepest, right, feeling that Yaakov ever experienced. That's poshut, right? So he wanted to channel that feeling to the Rebbe Shalom. Why were we created with feelings? Why were we created with anything? You know, it's very interesting. You know, Jews have always been in disproportionate numbers, at the forefront of all avant-garde movements. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Rebbe Shalom gave man kaiches,
He gave him quest for truth. He gave him perseverance. He gave him persistence. He gave him endurance. He gave him intelligence. He gave him a whole list, right? What did he give it for? What did he give it for? Only one reason. Kol ha'nikrav b'shmi l'chvoidi b'rosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. He gave it to Kovet Shemayim. He gave it to use these gifts to be tested by Kovet Shemayim, right? If you don't have excitement, if you don't have the mida of excitement, so your Kovet Shemayim is going to be dull, right? If you have the mida of excitement, then you bring excitement to whatever you do, and that excitement is not a Kovet Shemayim. If you don't have endurance, so your Kovet Shemayim is going to you get tired, you get bored, you get whatever, right? Have other things to do, right? If you have endurance, so you hold out, so you must clear, right? Etc. But he also gave man bechira, and in this bechira, man has the ability to be moyel behektish. So if Kovet Shemayim is not your goal, so you take your quest for truth and endurance and tolerance and persistence and love and excitement, and you spend it elsewhere. That elsewhere is the forefront of all of our God movements, because there's always something new and exciting going on that Jews can be part of if they're going to not use those koichas where they're meant to be used. Right? So here Yaakov has this once in a lifetime opportunity. He's only going to have a reunion with Yosef after 22 years once, right? So those feelings, he wants to channel those feelings, right, into you know, the Mabel Kovet Shemayim Olam, so he's got the same Shema. So imagine, right, if we actually thought of, and we do think of it, if we are conscious of a relationship with the Rosh Hashanah, like a relationship with someone we love. So what can I do now? There's never enough. Think about it. You have a friend, a really good friend. It's never enough. You never say, you know what? I did enough for this friend today. I'm going to take care of myself. A person in love never says that. Right? I want to do more. What can I do? I want to do more. It's never enough, right? And a person in love never tires of thinking of creative ways in which to express that love. Well, love was given to man to feel Avas Hashem. To feel Avas Hashem. Right? That's why love was given. Love was given to utilize, to be Mekayim Zahavta. If you don't know what love is, it can't be Mekayim Zahavta. So love was given to man to be Mekayim Zahavta. Right? A person in love never says, you know, I did this yesterday. Been there, done it, gotten the plaque. No one says, they don't say that. Person who's not in love says that. Person who's doing a job says that. This job is done. It's over. I did it. It's finished. Right? Person in love never says that. Right? So to take the midas that we were given for the purpose of being Ma'abar Kovet Shemayim and to use them, and the biggest one of all is the Kayach HaKiddush, the ability of man through his das. Without das, this can't happen. But the ability of man through his das, right, to be mechadish, to think of ways to please the Rebbe, to think of ways to do it in a way that I didn't do it yesterday, right? That's Kabbalah Sol Matah Shemayim. That's Kabbalah Sol Matah Shemayim. The flip side, Rachmanu Litzlan, that's how you over Avodah Zarah. You say Eliyata on our side, the Avodah Tachmeni, you use it to create, to coronate. The coronate. Coronating yesterday makes today old news. Who won the election yesterday? Forgot already. You know, the election's in Israel last week, right? It's off. The signs are still around because nobody bothers to take signs down, but, right? It's over. Moving on to the next thing, right? It gets old very fast, right? To use the koiches that we were given, right, to make every day a new coronation, make every day a new expression of Ava, a new expression of Kosis. We should be Zeicha, but in the absence, it's not pretty. It says Bar Mitzvah, but it's not pretty. It doesn't have the life that Kareh HaKiddush puts into it. We should all be Zeicha. Certainly, this is an interesting forum here, where every day I'm told somebody comes to speak. That's certainly an effort to be Kachadoshim, like
So in kamayu, that's a gewaldige effort to be kachadoshim. Should be makayim, should go on, and everybody should grow. It's okay.